Jesus prepares his disciples for life after his death and resurrection. This is the life in Christ that flows from the strength of his resurrection. It is a profound life in Christ, as he describes. Jesus gives us many assurances of his continued grace and presence. He includes the Father, himself, and the Holy Spirit. He wants us to know just how secure our life is in him. He tells us what he will do, but he also tells us what he will not do. That is, he says, I will not leave you as orphans. He will not abandon us, he says. He will not leave us as motherless and fatherless children. We're reminded of that great standard in the Hebrew Scriptures, in the Old Testament, that great standard for justice, which was not to oppress the widow and fatherless among us, but rather to care for them. The Scriptures call on us as God's people to feed and clothe and nurture orphans, the weakest and most alone in our communities. I was surprised to learn who the widows and fatherless are in Scripture. They are the most vulnerable in society, but mostly they are the single moms and small children among us. These are the ones who have been abandoned, are alone, and are uncared for many of the same reasons they are today. One or both of the parents may not be ready for the responsibility of raising a child. A parent may not be capable of being the nurturer and provider that they are called to be. It could be due to illness, death, incarceration, addiction, neglect, even more sadly, apathy. For whatever reason, the parent does not show up for the child. You may have heard that the Lutheran Child and Family Services of Illinois have had to close 9 of their social service organizations, one of them being Lutherbrook. These children are those who are in the foster care system here in Illinois. Most of them have been in dozens of different foster homes. Members of our congregation and I have been partners with this ministry for many years. And now, because the state of Illinois is not fulfilling its pledge to fund Lutherbrook, they believe their only option is to close. These children becoming collateral damage of our government. These kids are the fatherless. They're the orphans in our society. And one of the heartbreaking things I heard from them and these kids is their prayer requests when I ask them what I can pray for them during the chapel services, which I lead on occasion. And here are some of their prayer requests. That God would help me find a family. That my mom would stop drinking or doing drugs so I can go home. That my dad would get out of prison soon. There is no doubt that these parents love their kids, but in many cases, they are struggling to be the parents they want to be. Lutherbrook now is planning to close, but thankfully, Lutheran Child and Family Services still plans to help these kids out. They will not leave them as orphans. We as the people of God have that same responsibility and call on our lives to nurture the young and the vulnerable. When we receive a small child in Jesus' name, he says, we receive him. And the truth is, on some level, we all live in the fear and anxiety of abandonment. At our core, we are wounded children looking for a place to belong. Sin, death, our spiritual foe, all threaten to cut us off from one another. The African-American song From Slavery resonates with all humanity. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. That's why Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. Jesus is the fulfillment of the proverb, there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And another, for my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. And so God calls us to love one another, to be community to one another, to be the body of Christ. We are God's family. Just moments from now, we will pledge, all of us, to assist parents to support and pray for Harrison's new life in Christ. In baptism, God brings us together and adopts us as his children. Together, we are now the family of faith. Jesus' words here are so profound. They're so comforting. He gives us this beautiful peek into the life and mystery of the Holy Trinity, the Father who sends his Son, and the Holy Spirit, calling the Spirit our advocate, who is with us forever. Jesus in the Father in Jesus, Jesus in us, and we in him. That is to say, he is with us. We are not alone. We are accepted. We're forgiven. We're adopted. We are family. And in him, we have a reliable heavenly parent flowing from the mystery of the triune Godhead. He will not leave us orphaned. Fast bound in Satan's chains I lay. Death brooded darkly o'er me. Sin was my torment night and day. In sin, my mother bore me. But daily deeper still I fell. My life became a living hell. So firmly sin possessed me. To me, he said, stay close to me. I am your rock and castle. Your ransom I myself will be. For you I strive and wrestle. For I am yours and you are mine. And where I am, you may remain. The foe shall not divide us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.